38. And it came to pass that they come to Jericho. And as he departed from Jericho with his disciples, a great multitude of people followed him. And behold, two blind men sat by the highway side begging. A certain was blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And when they told him that it was Jesus of Nazareth, they began to cry out, saying, O Lord, you son of David, have mercy on us! And the multitude which went before rebuked them, that they should hold their peace. But they cried so much the more, a great deal, saying, O Lord, you son of David, have mercy on us! And Jesus stood still, and commanded them to be brought to him. And they call the blind, saying, Be of good comfort, rise, he calls you. And he, casting away his garment, rose. And when they came near to Jesus, he answered and asked him, saying, What will you that I shall do to you? The blind said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened and receive sight. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes and said, Receive your sight. Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed Jesus in the way, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said to him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said therefore, A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. And he called his 10 servants, and delivered them 10 pounds, and said to them, Occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent a message after him, saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called to him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, your pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said to him, Well, you good servant, because you have been faithful in very little, have you authority over 10 cities? And the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be you also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is your pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared you, because you are an austere man. You take up that you lay not down, and reap that you did not sow. And he says to him, Out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gave not you my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury? And he said to them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. For I say to you, that to every one which has shall be given, and from him that has not, even that he has shall be taken away from him. But those my enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring here, and slay them before me. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And the Jews' Passover was near at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then sought they for Jesus, and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple, "What think you, that he will not come to the feast?" Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that, if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him.